Gunwash has bad language sometimes, so listen at your own discretion, and here we go.
That is true. You should listen at your own discretion. It is Gunwash News Time, and we are live here, and it is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Brooklyn. And if you don't know, it is cold, baby. It's very, very, very cold. I'm burring. Tonight on the show, we have a very special guest, two special guests, in fact. And not only that, but we are debuting a very special project involving some close Gunwash pals. You're going to find out about that and much more coming up next on Gunwash. Thank you.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
I see a couple people are ready in this audience.
What's up, Aaron?
Not too much.
Oh my God, I'm so cold.
Listen, for those of you who are feeling cold out there in New York, in New York greater metro area, if you are feeling cold, Scott, you said you're not feeling cold.
I'm from Ohio. Yo, I don't get cold.
Yeah,
I'm a Buckeye.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. We don't need to feel cold. The cold... Listen, for all those people who...
Buckeyes don't feel cold.
Exactly. So you complain about the cold. You come in here, you say, oh, it's so cold. Oh, I can't wait for the snow to go away. Oh, I can't believe it's so cold. You want to know something?
Get on the field.
Yeah, boy. It's fucking cold forever, nonstop. And you want to know something? Even if the weather was warm, you're cold, 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 deep down. Yeah, so
practice.
You better learn to deal with it.
Oh, man. We practice.
And that's how we do it here on Gunwash. And you know, tonight on Gunwash...
We practice.
Seriously, bro!
Bro!
Oh,
go Bucks.
Sorry. No. Thank you for joining us on Gunwash. And you know, you can find us every week on Thursday at 9 p.m. here on gunwash.com. And we are proud broadcasters of the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. And we're here live at Roberta's. Armando, I didn't eat a pizza this week. I came in thinking I was going to eat one, and I decided...
I'm never eating pizza again, by the
I'm
way.
I'm feeling bloated. Why are you not eating... I'm not eating pizza either. Why are you not eating pizza?
Oh, yo, you remember the last week when I prank called that other pizzeria?
Yes, I remember.
I ordered a pizza from them.
Yeah.
And then I ate the pizza, and I had... horrible diarrhea.
That's
and
terrible. You should never, ever... if you're going to order pizza, only order from Roberta's.
Oh.
Because, bruh. Oh,
only.
Bruh. Jack, come on. Be nice to me, man. Don't you want to get in the fun a little bit? Okay. We have a very, very special guest, the one Scott Gibson. And you want to know something? Doris is here. We don't get to see her very often. I think the last time Doris was in the studio was about a year and a half ago. So
Lady
we're blessed
D.
to have her. We'll talk greatly about Red Studios and the new EP that's about to come out, starring Odetta. And, of course, the one Scott Gibson here, who I've had some questions that have been prompted for me as he sips his peppermint tea.
Good.
And in the meantime, we'll go to Herbert Spliffington just for a few minutes. And when we come back, there'll be many, 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 many things.
Many things.
Many
How much,
things.
Aaron? You know so much.
Seriously, bro.
This is Doofus, and I'm listening to Gunwash.
Some cachita, some nice, some lasher.
What, from Africa to here, $1.85? That's an outrage. I told her not to take me through Australia. You know it's all ripped up. You should have come right up to Lincoln Boulevard. Where do you come with that stuff? Turn around the rear end. I want to see your license plate. I don't think
no,
you guys are on the square. I'll attend to you later. Don't try to pull
Captain
that.
Spaulding.
Why, you're one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen, and that's not saying much for you.
Captain Spaulding, Rittenhouse Manor is entirely at your disposal.
Well, I'm certainly grateful for this magnificent washout, a turnout, and, now I'd like to say a few words. Hello? I must be going. I cannot stay. I came to say I must be going. I'm glad I came, but just the same, I must be going. La la.
For my sake, you must stay. If you should go away, you spoil this party. I am throughing.
I'll stay a week or two. I'll stay the summer through. But I am telling you, I must be going.
Before you go, think you will blind us and never found.
even stay. But I must be going.
There's something that I'd like to say that he's too modest to relate. The captain is a moral man. Sometimes he finds it trying.
Miss Fat, I'll emphasize, Miss Stress. I never take a drink unless somebody's buying.
He's a very moral man.
If he hears anything obscene, he'll naturally repel it.
I hate a dirty joke, I do. Unless it's told by someone who knows how to tell it.
The captain is a very moral man. The race of men is forming the African explorer.
Did someone call me Schnurra?
Hooray, hooray, hooray.
I thought the lyrics, don't call me a schnurrer. Because if you're a schnurrer, then you're a haza. If you're a haza, you're a schnurrer, and I would grizz you until you turn into a haza. Never mind.
Is this a Turner classic film or something?
Exactly. Well, that was Herbert Spillington, and I don't know. He plays what he plays, and that's what we do here on Gunwash. And that was the one Herbert Spillington, and I'm sure we will see more of him this evening. Welcome to Gunwash. We are here. It is 9:05 p.m. We have the one Scott Gibson in studio. Sorry, I just want to look at the outline real quick so I can get myself together.
We'll push the other stuff back so that is not here yet.
No, I know. No, I know it's through Armando, so we're gonna debut a very, 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 very important album tonight on Gunwash.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard it, so I'm not gonna tell you anything about it, but I have heard it, and it involves some very, very close members of the Gunwash family, bro.
Oh, really?
Seriously, bro. Seriously. But another news, Scott Gibson is here. He is the one guy. It's interesting. I knew you were Scott, but I didn't know you were Scott Gibson.
Like the guitar.
Exactly. And I learned only tonight that you were.
Yes.
But we are very, very happy to have you here. Oh. And it seems as though we will have quite fun talking about it. Not even on the outline, you told me you were featured in a magazine this week, but you don't know how to pronounce
Vesto.
The magazine. Vesto.
Vesjo.
Vesjo.
V-E-S-J-O.
V-E-S-J-O. V-E-S-J-O? Is it Vesjo?
You said O-J.
Vesoj? Vesto-J?
It's O-J, yes.
And what was the feature, Scott?
What's the feature, Lady G? It was a
beautiful photograph.
It was a segment on denim and people who make things out of denim or wear denim in a different way and express themselves through denim. And I love denim.
And do you know, Scott, that though the machines that loop wheel and do certain things with denim that we really, really cherish here are actually hard to come by and even in Japan, expensive to bring in these sort of old machines that even can't be fixed, really. If you lose a piece, they sort of can't be fixed. And some of those denim goods for those producers who own those special manufacturing materials are quite sought after.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Denim is hot.
Why do you like denim so much? It seems to me you're very, very American.
Because I'm from Ohio, man.
You're from Ohio?
The Farm Belt.
Wait, when did you come down to New York, then, if you're from Ohio?
Oh, we love cows. We love denim.
So you grew up around cows and denim
and snaps.
And cowichan sweatshirts, sweaters,
and
all
football.
This stuff. And football and all this.
Yeah,
and
man.
How did you end up, Scott, the most important Scott Gibson, how did you end up here in New York, sitting next to us in Gunwash? Next to the one Lady D Doris, the only Doris that I know of. How did that happen? By the way, I want to break it up a little bit. Doris, how are you doing? Are you feeling well? Get right into that mic. Tell me. Talk to me.
Life is amazing. Today is a new year.
Every year is a new year. As I see Odetta Hartman, the one daughter of Doris, waving at the one Doris.
Odetta.
Very special night. And, of course, Scott, of course, is excited to see Odetta. Now,
oh,
Scott,
man.
You came from... I know. She's going to come in very soon.
Oh, good.
So you seem as though...
Odetta's the shit.
You know what's interesting about you, Scott?
What's that?
2 years ago, I said I saw you, and it seemed as though we went to Woodstock upstate for Crab Fest, which is a yearly thing that we do, and it seemed as though you were very, very acquainted with everything, very, very on top of things, well acquainted with your surroundings, able to adapt, and yet I've from inside information, been told that, like an angel, you came into the Hartmans' life again, coincidentally, only around 2 years ago, one and a half, yeah, 2 years ago.
When I got invited upstate to Crabfest.
Wow, he hadn't. Oh, I so found that out was, he hadn't been out of
but
the city.
But actually, me and Doris have been swimming together every summer, lap swim, for about...
We don't say years.
Oh, but, okay.
But lots.
Well, and you guys... You
eons.
Guys,
just say moons.
And you,
we don't say years, we say eons.
Yeah, and many moons. And you guys swim
lap
together?
Lap swim,
and
yes.
You, okay, so
and Doris is in the fast lane, and I'm in the turtle lane.
Okay, so now why...
Because she can swim... Laps.
Excellent. Way. So she's an aggressive swimmer. Ooh, against you.
Get out of her way.
Seriously, bro, don't get in the way.
I'm in the slow lane.
Why? I can believe it.
Now wait.
I float.
Where are you swimming exactly?
We're swimming on the Lower East Side
of
at
course.
Hamilton Fish Swimming Pool, which is the wonderful, most Olympic sized pool.
Pitt Street
in Manhattan.
And
exactly.
Pitt Street. And you get to swim there, and it's free reign. If you don't have a membership or not, you can just go
fast,
in.
Fast, medium, or slow lane, choose.
And you choose?
And you go and you swim for free. And it's, I shouldn't be saying this, but it is amazing. Because, well, we like to keep it to ourselves.
I know,
I'll
you don't want to give it away.
One thing you might like, Aaron.
Yeah, what's that?
When I first started swimming there, it was, I guess it was the 80s. But they had hot water outside.
I wasn't there yet.
So you take a shower outside.
So outside of the pool on Pitt Street, because I would ride my bike
outside
to go.
On busy New York.
So
Houston Street,
at 7 o'clock in the morning, you're
washing
like,
washing yourself
outside next to
leather
like
up.
Some gorgeous.
Tattooed.
Head to toe.
Whoa.
In his like. Tiny
Speedos.
Little Speedo.
Many.
And I'm just like, yeah, man, this is great. I cannot wait to go back tomorrow
and
do it all over again.
Right.
So you
morning.
Would swim in
doing
the city.
Doing it in the park.
Did you guys wear things?
Oh,
nose man. Plugs, ear plugs,
oh,
hats?
Yeah,
because
well,
I would imagine.
Hats, you got to wear hats.
I would imagine,
sandals.
Doris, you don't want to catch a parasite
sandals
or something
hats.
Strange.
No, no sandals.
Are you kidding? They dump so many chemicals in there. It's like, it Doris dries out your skin.
And Doris, as someone who's so close to the earth, you mm-hmm. find yourself okay swimming in those waters even
no,
though
I had to stop actually.
No, so you don't swim there
I
anymore.
Missed her this year though.
Do you find as though I when you swim it's like slippery because there's so much bleach elements in there?
As the time goes by, it gets a lot of hair and it gets really slimy and it gets really ooh.
But
you know, summer is like in like full force when you start seeing hairballs in the
and
pool.
And we're gonna and that pool is public, so
love
you know,
it.
Everyone is in that. So, but
yeah.
you are swimming there. And when did you start
in
going
the morning?
There?
Though in the morning because there's a filter.
There's a filter.
And I must say, the morning is the best time.
The morning is the best
filtered
time.
Filtered out at night.
And you know, like swimming is like the best exercise you can get.
For sure.
It Armando will back me up here.
I don't know how to swim though.
I don't either. No, Armando. It's interesting.
I'm gonna teach you
guys. I have a secret.
You know, it's interesting because I talked to Armando earlier this week, and he says he really, 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 like in a real way, can't swim.
Okay. Let me tell you, Armando. I invented this product. I haven't sold one yet. It's called the Scotty Belt.
Is it like a belt that makes you float?
I can't give away trade secrets, but it's a belt that helps you float, and you don't have to do that much work. All you need is a kickboard and this belt, and you could swim for hours.
What if I start to panic?
You won't panic with a Scotty belt.
It's only 3 feet.
It's totally. You will not panic.
The Scotty belt, bro, is completely reliable, bro.
And you know.
And I want to know why the Scotty belt, like, and in other words, my question being, why swimming for you? Why so important for you swimming? Because there's so many things about you. Why swimming
Are
so
you,
important?
Oh, well, you live in New York.
Well, I lived in New York since the year 2003. So I'm not like anything.
No. Yeah, it takes the edge off. You know that edge? And you get up in the morning and you're just in that water. Exactly. And you have a Scotty belt on?
Now, what's the Scotty belt? It's a flotation device, I would imagine.
It's part of a flotation device that helps you feel like Mark Spence. If anybody knows who Mark Spence is, I'm really giving my... But, you know, I'm telling you.
It seems like you really like swimmers. But you're skinny. You're like a skinny man. You're like a very, very tall, skinny man.
That's why I have a Scotty belt.
Yeah. Why? Because it helps you swim, and swimming is the greatest exercise you can get.
I don't have any body fat.
Say that again. How do you... How do you know
they
you
don't have
any
body fat? Huh?
How do you know? Because let me say something to you, Scott. I seen you in the shower before.
Well,
but you were wearing shorts, and I didn't see any body fat on you. Now listen, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what body fat looks like.
I don't
but
either.
How do you know that you don't have any body fat?
Because I sink. I don't swim.
You
I just
sink. You
I'm
don't
just
swim.
Like,
fair enough.
And I'm struggling to stay on top of the water and like a
bag of bones.
Well, like time right. You get to the other
but
side.
But you should see him in the river.
Well,
what happened? Well, I seen you one time in the river.
Wow.
Well, we went up there. We had a lot of fun.
The Delaware River. Oh, yeah. The Delaware River. Oh, that was amazing.
But now, when did
that was the best time of my life. I'm going to tell you, that summer, I was saved.
So not this summer, but the previous. Not this past summer, but the previous.
Well, the previous summer and this summer, every time I go up there, I get, you know.
What is it about? Because I went to the Catskills last weekend for my 30th.
Oh.
What is it about? And I went a little further up, but what is it about that area that makes you feel really, really good?
I think it's that river, man. I'm thinking of that Marvin Gaye song, "Take Me to the River."
Yeah,
take me to the river.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I was thinking. You know, it's funny because a lot of people say, "Oh, you know, go here, go there, go here, go there." Very special places, down far, down up, equator,
nice,
all this stuff. But you know, I'm sort of like addicted to the Eastern Seaboard and like the Northeast.
Nice.
And for people like you and me who are into that,
yeah.
I think swimming in something like the Delaware River, up in the Catskills, wherever you're at, I don't think there's really anything better. I mean, I'm talking about big erratics, big moss, lichens, slippery rock snot, fly fishing, woolly bugger, prince nymph, swimming, diving under water, snakes,
rushing water over rocks, and you being a part of that rush.
It strikes me funny that you find so much solace upstate when we know you're sort of a staple downtown.
City boy.
Yeah, city boy. But you came from Ohio, but did you come from an urban area?
Very
in Ohio?
Close to Ohio. I came from Columbus, and it can be urban, but not really.
So when did you come to
New
York?
It tries to be urban.
When did you come to New York?
Do I have to tell you the year?
No, you don't have to tell me the year, but like, I mean,
the era? Or
well,
like,
we don't know how old you are, so what year did you come?
Oh, wow. Well, let's put it this way. I was kind of a club kid.
The tunnel, this and that, and what
there was a drug called Ecstasy. I think they still take that, but now it's called
Molly.
Oh, Molly. Yeah, I remember in the 90s as a child, a kid watching the news at 11, things like Ecstasy just started to pop off and things like Cloud 9. Artificial versions of it were very, very popular. I know certain members of our show like to take certain drugs that you would call downers.
Ooh.
They take them often.
I tried those.
You fucking dopey.
Mondo.
Yeah, I took drugs.
I think we should talk about those blue jeans again, because his story of why.
Yeah,
he
for the listeners, we had a kind of quick start. Scott is an incredible fashion designer.
Oh. Well, that is
the thesis here.
Dressmaker, I call myself.
Just so Jack knows.
Nice.
Just so Jack knows, that was my plan for the second segment. God.
Oh.
Okay. Seriously, bro.
And what about Miss Odetta? She's coming in here, right?
She will. She will be joining us. She will be joining us. Believe me, there'll be plenty to talk about. We are very, very happy to have you two here. I know it's not very often we get to get Doris in here. And, of course, Odetta and Doris together is very, very special. Very rare. And we're going to debut an album.
And Doris is my number one patron.
And, listen, we're going to speak to all of that. And I want to tell you something.
She supports me, even on a radio show.
And I got to tell you, we're going to play some music that's new and rare.
Oh, wow.
And exclusive, and we're going to talk about it.
Oh, awesome.
So we'll do that, and we will, of course, get to more about you. Listen, I want to tell all you people clicking in, I can hear all of you right now.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
It doesn't just start with Kenny Basil. It's other people. It's all the listeners out there. It's those who decide they want the banter and the music
in the
together.
New fans, even the new ones.
All the new ones, including Declan and his pals.
Willy Wonka.
And you know, every week we're here, we're reliable every Thursday. If we're not going to be here, we'll let you know. Trust me. We're on gunwash.com. We are on the heritageradionetwork.org. And here we are broadcasting live.
Gunwash always.
Gunwash always. And if you at Gunwash anywhere, you can find us. Make sure you go to heritageradionetwork.org and donate. That's how we keep programming like this coming to you. And we will be back in just a few short minutes here on Gunwash. Splivington, please, take it away.
My name's Pierre Francillon, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Hey, my name's Trice, aka. Hey, my name's Trice, aka Trice Cat, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Takes the motherfucking killer with Gunwash Radio, and we're out here carrying.
This is Nate Turbo, you're listening to Gunwash.
Gunwash, man, I'm here, Gunwash. I really mean it, man. The best show in America, baby. Gunwash 210 Eastside Fish. I'm in here, baby. Is that good?
Yo, 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 this is Troll Spice, and you're listening to Gunwash.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Ben Roby of Ninja Sonic, and you're listening to Gunwash Radio.
Hello, this is Rectech, the Rec Technician, and I'm on Gunwash, and you're listening to me on Gunwash.
Giant and Excalibur taking on the half tank, half truck beast from the east. Plus wheel standing trick trucks, Orange Blossom Special, and Midnight Express. See wild, screaming funny cars. Tickets now. All ticket run outlets and the Madison Square Garden box office. Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Sunday, 1:30 p.m. Madison Square Garden. It's awesome, 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 awesome.
Centuries to a dreadful dynasty of vicious vampire ducks, the Counts of Dracula. Legend has it that these foul beings can be destroyed by a slit through the heart or exposure to sunlight. This does not suffice, however, for they may be brought back to life by means of a secret rite that can be performed once a century when the moon is in the eighth of
wing blood.
Are you getting?
Latest reincarnation did not run according to plan.
In the heart of Transylvania, in the Vampire Hall of Fame, yeah, there's not a vampire there.
Dracula.
He won't bite, beast, the man, cause
Duckula.
I love the Duckula. Wow, been a long time since I heard that theme song. Thank you, the one Herbert Lonigan.
You are invited to recognize the rest of Los Angeles with the help of Volvo.
The name of the show is Gunwash.
Gunwash. Hi. My name is Messiah Saz, and this is Gunwash.
And we, of course, give a large, large, large hug and shout out to the one Messiah Says.
From the Russian Bats. He's a legendary
as
character.
We
the
hear
Russian
the one playing an extremely, extremely eccentric and enthusiastic drop. Odetta, welcome to the studio. I know you don't always sit on mic, but we're happy to have you here on Gunwash.
Happy to be here.
What's up, girl?
And as a member of the production team of Gunwash, how do you feel the show is doing on the production side in a real way? I mean, really, is it?
Don't be honest with Aaron.
Is it flatlining, or is it going up and exceeding expectations?
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of progress in the past few months, and I hope listeners agree that the content on the program has been especially heightened, though it's always been great. Trace is giving a hearty, encouraging
Seriously!
Sign. So I do feel like we've had a bunch of amazing guests, and maybe the shows have felt a little bit more cohesive in terms of their pre-planning.
Oh, I like that.
You know what's funny?
But, of course, there's always room for improvement, Aaron, and I wouldn't say that we're flatlining, but rather we do have quite a few months ahead of us with engaging and exciting guests.
Ooh.
You know what I would say? What? You know what's interesting?
What? I'm getting horny.
Interesting to talk to the entire cast about this because...
I like that.
You know, Spliff says, don't be serious with Aaron, and Jack says, I don't understand the question, but Odetta gives a perfectly, perfectly poignant...
Positive.
Positive outlook on the situation, and you know what?
She's I not feel flatlining nothing.
Nothing. And here we are, of course, on the One Gunwash, and I can hear you, of course, clicking in and listening live on gunwash.com. If you don't want to go to gunwash.com for whatever reason, of course, we're on the heritageradionetwork.org, and the call-in live is 718-497-2128. And I remember earlier before the show, Scott had said to me he posed...
That was a Gibson guitar, by the way.
Gibson, say that again?
That was a Gibson guitar. It just went off, you know. The
yeah. And this magazine, and I'm only going to touch on it for just 1 second.
Oh,
the magazine, you were in was about denim, and it was called...
Vest Joe.
Vest Joe. If someone French out there can call in and help us... Pronounce it and tell me.
V-E-S-T-O-J.
T-O-J. It seems
it sounds like one of those $20 magazines.
Even Scott Gibson himself doesn't even really know. He was a star of the magazine. He doesn't really know what it's called. If a French caller can call in and help us with this, it is 718-497-2128. And thank you on Gunwash. Odetta?
Just as a quick addition, and then I think we should move on to all of Scott's wonderful accomplishments. Oh. But if there are any listeners out there that have ideas for people to bring on the show as guests, production is always down to hear. Shout out to Kenny Basil for his wonderful emails all the time. So if anybody out there is tuning in and you think that some artist or musician or homeless person would be a great match for Aaron in the studio.
I'm falling off big time.
Armando just froze in his seat. So, but email Jack at Heritage Radio Network. Is that the...
JackInsley@gmail.com.
Okay.
And there we go. And you know, as someone who cares dearly about the show, Odetta means business, and you really, really should get in touch with us. Now, touching on Scott... And
not using the word flatline.
Yeah,
Do not use that word.
Listen, hey, I gotta...
Flatline.
Sounds so flat.
So, Odetta speaks as though we should speak on Scott Gibson's accomplishments. Now, I understand that Odetta looks up to Scott very much because of the family situation and where you guys have met. But she literally says, Scott, to me that you are a guardian angel in a real way. I mean, really. Sweet. Now, that's something serious if someone calls you a guardian angel. Odetta or Scott, comment on why that would be the case.
Why? Well, I mean, consciousness, right? We raise consciousness. That's what guardian angels do.
In what way?
In a positive way.
In a positive way.
We don't flatline nothing.
Okay, so why, Odetta, did Scott become your family's guardian angel in the last 2 years?
I just have this vision of him riding up on his bike, and he had these fabulous glasses on and some colorful jacket. I think my sister and I were doing a stoop sale, if you remember back from second
grade.
Yeah, absolutely.
We used to
do stoop sales, and Scott just came over, and he knew my mom, and just he immediately started rearranging the way that we had hung on the clothes and said, ladies, get it together. Yeah, you got to merchandise.
It seems
I'm good at merchandising.
It seems as though.
If anybody needs to store merchandise, give me a call.
I can
merchandise a store.
Okay, and you show up at this thing and you're merchandising and you're moving things around.
I can merchandise a stoop sale too.
Of course. The idea being, of course, in this case, aesthetic is the main key to the situation. It doesn't matter if it's a stoop sale or a store or a gallery
it's
on
all
Center
placing.
Park West.
You place it in the right position, angle it just right. And you got
all and the I the must stuff. Travel. You've told me that.
I must travel.
Scott has just influenced so much of my personal style, and he's been he just spreads light and positivity and always has an affirmation in his back pocket and can always turn around a sour mood or a frown. Oh. And there's not many people like that out there. Armando is similarly
similar.
In that boat. So you guys need no, he's frozen right now.
You guys are kindred souls, I have to say. Regarding this magazine article, I know Doris wanted me to touch on
it. But do you
again.
Think it's an Aquarian thing?
Well, you know what's interesting about that is I had my birthday this past weekend and I was going to touch on it in the front of the show, but Odetta wasn't here yet, so I wanted to wait and and all this emotional stuff.
Sorry, I was late, everybody.
No, it's not a problem at all.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you, sir. And when is your birthday?
And Jack.
Yeah. And
Doris.
And Doris. And we are all a group of Aquarians
in New York.
And what's going on with that? Now, when is your birthday?
I think New York is an Aquarian town.
I think so, too.
I heard it was a 10.
I don't know what's going on, but...
It's a 10.
What do you mean, a 10?
You know, like Big Ten, like, you know, football.
Oh, yeah. No. Everyone I talk to has a birthday in February. For sure, without a doubt. I don't know what's going on with it.
We're all Buckeyes.
All the most important people that I meet have birthdays in February. Scott, what's going on with that? Why?
Because we're just attracted to this town. I mean, we could take showers outside on Halston Street, you know?
Yeah, you want to know something? We're very, very into ourselves. And I have to say, this is a place where people who are into themselves flourish because we share that.
I am not into myself.
No?
I am a people person.
You're a people person?
Aren't you? You love people.
You want to know something?
No.
By the way, this is an important topic.
Yes.
I'm neurotic. I get really, really, like, weird about, like, my schedule.
That was neurotic, erotic, right?
Yeah, no, neurotic. Neurotic. And by the way, in case you don't know, neurotic is egotistical.
Well, okay.
This is what it leads to. I become completely obsessed with myself, my personal surroundings, the people around me, what they say.
There you go.
Very, very, very bad.
You are
bad.
A people person.
Yeah, but it hinders
obsessed
my...
Obsessed with people around you.
No, I'm obsessed with the people around me if they might have germs on them and they will touch me.
Oh, germaphobe.
Yeah, I'm very... No, it's a million different things. It's a lot of bad stuff. And so I look to Aquarians like you for advice in the sense that you can connect with a person in a real way.
Eye contact.
Eye contact. Did you believe in eye contact?
I'm sitting here looking you right in the eye.
And I'm not, right?
Oh, you must be freaking out, Aaron.
No, beautiful person.
Let me tell you something. It is very difficult for me to look you in the eye.
I just wanted you to take your pants off so I can see those tattoos.
No. We can see the tattoos, but we can lift up the leg.
Okay.
But eye contact is a weakness of mine in a real way.
I don't believe that.
No.
Yeah, it's true. You have darty eyes.
Right. Yeah, I can't look at you. Right.
You're looking at me in the eye.
No, I can't. Before I'm like, looking at the thing on your sweater.
I came in the room, and you were like, "Hey, you were
well,
Aquarian
I put him,
on.
I yeah, Aquarian.
You,
we're
that
very,
Aquarian
yeah.
just came right through, and well, I didn't know it was your birthday. And now, by the way, happy birthday again.
Again, and for you too, Scott. And what? And what is the date of your?
And no, Jack and Doris
and everyone who's an Aquarian. I know you're a summer baby, right, Armando?
My birthday's in October.
You made that mistake last week. Oh, yeah.
That's
I'm
why
a summer
he doesn't
baby.
Like
you're the summer baby.
He doesn't like the cold because he's in October.
What is that summer babies want to smash with winter babies? I really, really think.
Whoa. It's just when we came into the world, right? God, it was
yeah!
sweaty.
Okay, so speaking of smashing, how was your birthday?
My birthday was great. You know, I really feel, Odetta, that I really, really owned something and let it go and organized something and enjoyed it. And that's all I wanted to do. Be close to friends. And by the way, I wanted everyone to be there. For those of you who couldn't, that's fine. A lot of friends were there, and your spirit was there, you know?
We were thinking about you.
Yeah, I was thinking about you, too.
I hope you were. And next time, we'll all go, and I'll work it out. Don't even worry about it.
In the summer.
Well, you know, I like frigid cold.
I do, too.
I don't know what it is. But...
It's just so beautiful.
But... Now I have to ask Scott,
what
is the action? And you don't have to say year, but what's your birth date?
February 10th.
You're February 10th. I'm February 13th.
Oh my! Do
you feel as though, since we're close to Valentine's Day, even though it's sort of like an American holiday, we are engulfed in
Hallmark.
Love? Yeah, yeah. We're branding babies. We're branded babies.
Hallmark people.
We are here and ready to deliver love via a Hallmark card.
Hallmark card. Wasn't that a commercial? What's in your... No, that was something else, right?
I don't know.
What's in your wallet?
Hallmark card.
A Hallmark cards.
How do you say love with a Hallmark card or something?
You know, the way to say love with a Hallmark card is to just buy a Hallmark card.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love the
Side
paper.
Note, Scott is also an incredible singer.
There's all... Scott, I have to tell you, there's all these things on the outline about you, but I don't know where to start. It seems
Pick
as
one.
Though... Okay, denim.
We talked about that.
Yes. I'm
no,
from
no, no. But listen.
Cows.
But listen. Doris.
I want to know about Scott singing, though.
Yeah, what do we know?
Is really what I want to know
about. Okay, I can tell my favorite song right now.
Okay,
what's your favorite song?
I think Willy Wonka, The Candyman.
Now, why is that your favorite song?
Think about it.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll think for a minute. Do you want to sing it?
Who can take the sunshine?
Oh, okay, but we need a rhythm for this.
Your little miss, cover it with chocolate in.
Yeah.
He's pulling it up.
Why?
Is he pulling it up?
Maybe.
He may be. Now, why? You seem so excited about your...
Oh, my God. Have you heard that song?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it, but I want to hear you sing it along. Because it's a super...
Oh, that's
song.
YouTube version.
What version is this? This is the
Sammy Davis Jr. version is the bomb.
Oh, really?
We got you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
do you got the Sammy Davis Jr. version?
I don't know.
Internet.
He's looking for it. I want you
Jack.
To listen. Listen, here's the bottom line. I need you to sing like live in the studio, and whatever will make you happy to make you sing, we're going to get that.
See, here's the thing. I'm an Aquarian.
Candyman! Yeah, baby! Candyman! Seriously, bro?
All right, everybody.
Scott stands in the studio right now.
So Aquarian.
Sweet chocolate. Yeah. Chocolate balls, candy, gumdrops, anything you want.
Anything
right
you want, baby!
I'm the
candy man. Here we go, y'all. Who can take the sunshine?
Sunshine!
Sprinkle it with milk.
Sprinkle it with milk.
Cover it with chocolate and a miracle or two. The candy man.
The candy man.
Oh, the candy man can. The candy man can, cause he sprinkles it with love and makes the world feel good. Candyman.
Are you the Candyman?
Oh, the Candyman.
You're the Candyman. Why is this song Aquarian?
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Everything
he
makes
that.
And delicious.
Now you talk about your childhood wishes.
And you can even eat the dishes.
Yeah.
Who can take the sun?
Who can take the
full service.
Cover it with sorrow and a miracle or two. The Candyman.
Seriously, bro?
Oh, the Candyman can.
Yeah!
The Candyman can, cause he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good. The Candyman makes everything he makes satisfying and delicious.
Delicious.
And you can even eat the dishes.
Seriously, bro?
Is that an Aquarian?
That
was beautiful.
See? So joyful. Yo, Jack, that's what I love about
Scott.
He's just so joyful.
I'm sorry, Jack. I'm sorry. I really apologize. I just wanted to make it a little fun.
For what? Video. Scott was great.
All right. No, no. I know.
So
I,
full
thank
of
you,
joy.
Scott.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Wow.
Well, listen,
make
Scott.
Brand new dub plate right here.
Sprinkle yeah, that love.
Just cut that
love,
dub
baby.
Plate.
Yo, you just cut a dub plate on Gunwash. That's good some serious. That, listen, I'm not saying from me. I'm saying from these people. That's very, 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 very serious.
Oh, well,
yeah,
just cover it with chocolate.
Know. Yeah, I'm going to cover it with chocolate and sprinkle it with dude.
And make the world taste
and
good.
Make the world taste good.
And make the world.
Well, listen, I can't say enough about this.
There'll
we
be no
just
hunger.
We just had an official dub plate from the one Scott Gibson. We're coming up with a lot more. We got an album to debut from our production staff.
We ain't debuting the whole album. We
no,
need a little
we're
taste.
Debuting a little taste. We're not come giving on. The whole album away. We're going to do something tasteful here. And when we come back, we will certainly do that. And we have much more from the one Scott Gibson,
tonight
Doris,
we're talking
and
Cockney.
Odetta.
Odetta.
And we got to make sure that we get
Hartman.
The Mondo segment in there, but I don't know exactly what it's going to be.
I think it might pass the Mondo
no,
segment.
No, you're
today.
Not going to do that. Listen, no. I worked all day. You're coming. You're going to do your segment. Man. You're doing
come
your
on,
segment.
You should just ask Scott lots of questions about
yeah,
the East Village and going
man.
Out. He was like the original Armando.
He's like the
I
original
was the original Candyman.
All right, so we know, and we'll be right back, and we'll be
tonight
talking
tonight we're talking
that
Cockney rhyming slang. So without further T4, let's have a butcher's at our four bulletproofs. We have Phil Jupitus. Phil Bailey. Rory McGrath. And Alan Davies. Well, they're all three stops down from Plasto, but never mind. Let's Georgie the Orientals. If you would, please, Bill.
Well, are you talking? Do you want to Ursula Andress me Jensen?
We know that you've installed Phil.
Would you like me to Eartha my dingley?
You're listening to the sounds of DJ Spliffington.
And Rory goes.
A.K.A. Young Jackie Gleason.
And Bill goes.
Bill Bailey, won't you please come on home, come on, Bill Bailey.
A.K.A. K-YouTube.
That's very clever what I've done there. Has anyone ever pointed out to you?
No one's ever pointed that out.
Brand new exclusive Spliffington.
Now, tonight, any flamencos you give in Pyong score Barney, and I'll also give you two
what
Sunday.
The
it's Cockney rhymed. Any flamenco dancing answers in
Pyongyang
slang.
Called Barney, Rubble, Double.
Yes.
I'll give you two Sunday roasts, posts.
Sunday joints, points, if at any nickel and dime time.
You, woman. Woman.
Woman who does buzz.
Buzz.
Woman who does. That's all I can think of.
Oh, so we're doing middle class Cockney rhymes. Woman who does.
Who does?
What do lubricant mean?
Yeah. Lubricant gel, tell.
Lubricant.
You can tell me what I'm on about. It's a whole new genre of argo.
Yeah, a Labrador groomer. Groomer.
This is my microphone hand right here, so if it acts a little silly, it's adjusting to its newfound freedom. Keep that in mind. I performed in Nashville, Tennessee last week. I just got back this morning, and it was my second time at the club down there. And it wasn't by popular demand. It was because of rotation. That's what brought me back. Did radio interviews. I walked into the studio to do an interview. The DJ's first question was, "Who are you?" I had to think, you know. This guy really deep. What did I drive to the wrong station? A lot of radio stations, they like to use their frequency number to count down the days of summer. Like FM 107 will celebrate the 107 days of summer, you know.
Françoise Fleurier's Pinot de Charente vinegars.
We're AM 1610, celebrating the 1610 days of the next 4.5 years. It's gonna be a long party. Go slow. A lot of people flash the peace sign these days, you know. It's cool to flash the peace sign, but I think it's cooler to express peace verbally. Hey, brother. Two. Peace is a hard concept.
Hey, yo, and RT some shit, too. A lot of you motherfuckers. We all a community and society here, and motherfuckers don't retweet shit. Just one little fucking button. Show love to your friends. It doesn't matter. It just takes a second of your day just to show some support.
A lot of late night track and field events by my house. Nocturnal jocks. I live in a studio apartment. One room. And like, when people come over, I like to give them a tour. It helps loosen up their neck. I got a sliding glass door, has a sticker, it says warning alarm system. It's a real simple alarm, too. It consists of a sticker. If I'm going to threaten people with words, I should be more intense. An alarm system, but maybe warning, no air inside. Quicksand. And a monster. I pushed it. Transportation is a good way to get around. I walk a lot. I'm a walker. And if I don't walk, I end up in one spot. I walk by people who try to hand me out flyers. When someone tries to hand me out a flyer, it's kind of like they're saying, "Here, you throw this away."
Yo, that is a fucking bad ass. You're a swagger, motherfucker. Swagger. We call that swagger. You look at us, you're looking at swagger.
Yeah, for a while, I was in a band for 7 years. It was a death metal band. People either loved us or they hated us. Or they thought we were okay. A lot of death metal bands have intense names, like Rigor Mortis or Mortuary. Or obituary. We weren't that intense, so we just went with injured. Later on, we changed it to
DJ's with MJ.
Walking out of the pawn shop. We became a death metal barbershop quartet. Shopper. I shop for things. I was looking for some glue recently, but all this one store had was super glue. It sounded way too overwhelming. They didn't have any pretty good glue. I don't want to hang from a steel beam. I just want to put some shit back together.
Yeah. if I could do this, these sounds constantly, it would be cool. And when we let ourselves go, we find ourselves happy. Mondo!
Getting around?
Mondo!
Is it all still out?
Oh, yeah!
Does it come in packs?
Mondo!
Is it mental?
Fundamental!
Mondo, Mondo!
Yo, I truly thought this song was gonna be gone forever.
Never.
But it's back.
It's back, baby.
Yo, Scott, what do you think of this song? I saw you groove into it for a second.
Turn it up.
Earlier we were playing ads, and this is another ad from the 90s.
I like it.
It's Mondo Juice.
Mondo
Juice.
What's
good, Mondo?
Not much, besides a little brain freeze.
Ooh.
That's good.
Okay. And I wondered, Odetta mentioned earlier, I reminded them of a younger Scott.
What?
I was like, oh, wow, that must be a great thing. So, I want to know, because I'm a little out of it. I'm a little quiet today. Mm-hmm. I'm just like,
And you don't like the cold weather.
What should I do to, get uplifted and,
embrace the cold, baby.
Embrace the cold?
Embrace the cold.
So what, you're telling me to get in a cold shower or something?
No, just go and go.
Go outside without a scarf?
No, just go and say, I love this freezing weather.
But I'm a cold person sometimes, so how can I, not shiver up, not true?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you need a mantra or a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Can I get blessed?
The Mondo segment.
That's it.
How can I get some sort of mantra or blessing right now?
Well, let me see. You can play the Candyman again, I guess. I don't know. that's all I did. I take it one day at a time. You know what I mean? So today was the Candyman, and tomorrow might be Frosty the Snowman. I don't know.
Oh.
You know, varies from day to day. But, yeah, embracing the moment, I think, is the way to do it. This is an awesome moment right here, right now. I am fucking loving it.
Even if it's freezing outside.
I love the shit. I fucking bring it on.
Because if I was just trembling right now.
When my mother called me from Ohio, so I go, oh, there's a blizzard coming your way. I was like, oh, bring it on, Mom. I was just, oh, you go out, go to Whole Foods and get, spend all your money and go to Whole Foods and get all your frosty flakes or whatever.
Will you hear that, Aaron? I gotta embrace the cold.
Embrace the moment.
If you decide to embrace
the moment.
If you embrace,
because August will be here soon.
And I love the heat.
Mm-hmm. And that's really, we're gonna be really high when that hits. You're gonna be like, damn, I like the cold, but August is the shit, yo.
You know what? I truly agree with you. Right there.
It just makes it so much better to look forward to the summertime and swimming on Houston Street. That's all I look at. I was like, I know I gotta go through this cold shit, but I'm not gonna be hating on it. It ain't gonna happen.
You know, that's a great way
I'm
to look
love
at it.
Because I know when the fur balls, the hair balls are hitting the pool, I know it's towards the end.
I know it's coming. So you tell me I actually go to pools.
Showers.
I love showers.
What's an affirmation we can say every day?
Yeah.
Doris is saying love. I'm saying sprinkle it with love and make the world taste good.
Yeah, baby.
That's my affirmation.
Sprinkle it with
I live in the mouth. And make the world taste good.
Make the world taste.
Hell yeah.
I have so much love to give.
Oh, there you go.
I have so much. But
he don't know how to give it. He don't know
sprinkle
how to
it.
Give it.
Oh, you got to sprinkle it. Sprinkle that shit.
That's
it, baby.
What do you call that thing on top of the salt or pepper, the metal thing with the holes in it?
Oh yeah.
No, no, it's not a shaker. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the lid with the holes in it.
A lid.
You know when if I have let's
I
say
know what you're talking about
a cup and then I have
salt
like
shaker. Yeah, the top of the salt shaker.
Top of the salt shaker is called a salt shaker.
Mm-hmm. But it's better to sprinkle it with your fingers because you really get the texture of the love. You want to touch the love.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to touch the love?
You want to touch the love.
Your own love.
The love.
And give it away.
Now that's
you
what I
sprinkle
feel.
It.
Now that's what I feel is an affirmation. Now if I were to ask for an affirmation for the show, I would say the affirmation is let's sprinkle our love. Easy.
All right, everybody.
Easy.
right, everybody. Sprinkle it with love, baby.
No, but seriously. I just want to ask.
In the right place at the right time.
Yo, okay, so that was an affirmation. No, but listen, that was an affirmation. But Scott. Seriously. You're going to put an online store.
Okay.
Are you asking me?
Am I putting an online store?
That's what I've been told.
Oh, snap.
Oh, snap. You've been put on
All right. Oh.
Now, what do we say about this? Now, this is information that
I have an Etsy store.
Okay.
Stitchalliance.com. I have about 4 pieces up.
Okay. Now, what are these pieces?
They're handmade pieces that I made by myself.
And they are made of?
They're made of, rayon dress I have up, and I'm going to be putting some other pieces up. Blouse that I make. I make dresses. So I'm a dressmaker. So
fair enough.
They're good dresses.
So you seem
to... For the working girl.
Fair enough. And you
the
seem,
hip working girl.
And what is the hip working girl in 2015?
She's hip, baby. She's big. She sprinkles it with love. It makes the world taste good. I tell you that.
Let me tell you something. The hip working girl is so fucking hot. Let me tell you something.
Is she?
Dude. She is so fucking hot.
She don't wear no slip.
Trice Cat met the modern working girl.
And she might not wear
today.
Any underwear. She is climbing to the top. Sorry.
She is climbing to the top of
the
something
ladder.
That we don't maybe want to mention in this segment.
Top of the world.
Exactly.
Because she's going to sprinkle it with love.
Now,
so she got to get to the top first.
Now, you seemed a little trepidatious about talking about
it. And I put pockets in everything so she can...
Love pockets.
Now, you put a lot of pockets into your materials.
Oh, I do. I love pockets. I'm from Ohio, don't forget. We love pockets.
What is this Ohio thing you keep bringing up? Now,
I'm just feeling... It's so cold and it's just so...
And you feel as though in Ohio, a lot of people wear a lot of layers with a lot of pockets with a lot of
love.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. And you feel as though you've carried that love here from from Ohio here to New York, and you've lived with it for so many years, swimming in the warmth and living in the cold.
It
has helped you here as being a New Yorker.
You know what it is, really?
Tell me everything.
Put me on. Okay. All right. I was online today, and I saw these really depressing pictures of malls in America.
Right.
They were these malls that were no longer, they were no longer operating.
Abandoned,
thank you. And it was really sad. And I remember going to the malls as a kid. Absolutely. You know, the Limited was started in Ohio, and that guy's really big now. He owns J. Crew. The guy I look up to. It's like he's from Ohio, from Columbus. Wexner, I think, is his name.
A lot of those offices, a lot of the main offices for those mall chain stores are in Columbus.
Oh, see? There you
Absolutely,
go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, there you go. So I had this, like, I had this one moment where I wasn't going to let myself go there, right? I was like, oh, this is so depressing.
No.
It's the rust. It was so, they're going to tear them down, you know? And so New York is like that. And I said, well, Scott, wait a minute. They're building a mall on Essex Street. They're tearing down this building, and they're building a mall. And I'm like thinking, oh, I wonder if that's going to, like, you know, I don't want to depress the LES, right?
Stop it.
And they're tearing down Essex Street Market, and I was like, and also Trader Joe's is coming in too. So, you know, like, I'm having like a second life now. It's like, oh, I've been through this before, and you know what? I'm just going to sprinkle it with love and just like...
Accept.
Please come downtown to lovely Lower East Side.
You want to know what's funny, Scott?
Go shopping
about that.
At Trader Joe's.
You want to know what's funny about that, Scott? I have to tell you, and I really, really have this hits me in a real way because I'm like from the suburbs in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. You know, if we were to knock down, and Armando, this is an important conversation for you too. If we were to knock down a building on Route 10, mm-hmm. In the Roxbury Mall, and say we're putting something else up, no one would care, right? In the city. We knock something down. We say, how could you knock this down? It's a staple of our community. It's a big part of our community. It's something that we hold dear to our hearts. It's an archetype. It's a visual that we see every day. How can you knock it down? How can you build something in this place, as we've seen happen to so many of the things downtown that you, of course, know and love? In 100 years, when they knock down that high-rise that they put on Katz's Deli...
Mm-hmm.
The people there are going to say, don't knock down this high rise. This high rise has been here for 100 years.
Oh.
So don't you understand that this thing goes in cycles? Now, of course, we're
I don't
upset.
Think that high rise is going to be there in 100 years.
Well,
I don't think
fair
New York
enough.
Is going to be here in 100 years. We keep on doing what we do.
Fair enough. I'm using a rough estimate in this case.
Yeah, Hurricane Sandy was only up.
It was only a touch. It was only a. It was only. It
a
was
warning.
Only, it was. They sprinkled us with something besides love on that one, I think.
They sprinkled us with a warning.
A warning. Yeah. And what is that warning, Scott? That we got to watch our.
That you better start loving what you got and your planet and treating it like, you know.
You know what I. You know, listen. And this
love
is
it, baby.
John Lennon said, and it's a really important song that not a lot of people know. You don't know what you got until you lose it. Am I right or am I right or am I right or am I right, Scott?
And if you try sometimes, you get what you need.
Exactly. And you want to know something, dude? I don't know.
I don't know out here. I love that song.
I don't know.
You know
out
what?
Here.
Delancey's still a mess if you're looking for a mess.
Delancey?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, it's depressing.
Now, why do you still live in the lower, Scott?
Oh, see, now that's another political question. You know, because I have a rent-stabilized apartment, and I've been there forever. And
fair
you
enough.
Know what? That's why I live there. I couldn't afford to live anywhere in New York on my salary. Are you kidding me?
Well...
Alone?
It seems as though you're doing big things, so maybe...
I swim. I love it. I live alone. I'm so blessed.
But you're blessed to live alone. Mm-hmm. I used to live alone, and I no longer do. And let me tell you something. I long for those times in which
Evan loves
I
you.
Did.
Come on.
No, I know. It's good to have a roommate. It's fun. But I'll tell you, I went up to the Catskills, had a big cabin, and came back to New York and wondered, why am I living in this little space? Ooh. And why am I living in this little space? Well, Scott, you live in a little space, but you love it. It's not
I live
little,
alone.
It's not little to you. No, because you live alone, so it's huge.
Well, my home is my castle, right?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it could be, I don't know how big your house is, but it could be 500 square feet, and it would be your castle because you live alone, and it is yours and only yours.
Yeah. Well, I don't own it, but I live there by myself.
Yes, and so long have you done so.
The walls know you.
Well, Scott.
How long have I lived? What? What?
No, you've lived there for a long time. It's yours. It doesn't matter if you own it. You are a permanent staple of that place.
If you ever
not permanent. Nothing's
if you ever
permanent.
Die, a ghost will be there, and it'll be your ghost.
Yeah, but nothing's permanent, right? It's only the moment. We live in the moment.
That's why you must. Yeah.
Not too attached.
Now, what's that, Jack, trying to say that we're having a weird time? Hey, Scott, did you know that Odetta is and Jack made an album together?
I did. I was so blessed to hear.
You know, it's funny because
when we were upstate this summer, me and Odetta,
we had a sneak preview.
And she, oh my
so
god!
So you've already had a sneak peek of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was very so early on. Though.
Now I was told that we're going to have a sneak peek of the album with some song, and I saw the name of the song. It has left me at the moment. I don't know what.
Odetta,
time.
Odetta, you want to tell the story?
Which story?
Today.
Oh yeah. Well, today. 3 days before February 22nd, Jack and I had the pleasure, the distinct pleasure, of going to Jersey City and visiting the master of mastering, Mr. Joe Lambert.
Whoa.
Shout out to Joe Lambert Mastering. Wow. He has worked with some of our favorite bands like Animal Collective and Dirty Projectors and other such fine folk. And he was just so professional and so much fun and really just mastered our record, all 8 tracks, in about 4 hours.
Wow.
And they sound phenomenal. Went through analog gear, and he's just such a pro. He understands frequency in a really next level way. And he did the first track, Creek Time. He invited us to come and sit in his desk chair, and we could press the button between the original version and then what he had done. And literally, I could feel my body changing because he had honed the frequencies in such a way that it was really resonating with me in a new way. Even though I've been hearing these songs for a year and a half, it just did something physical to me.
Wow.
So I'm really, really excited to get it out there. Hopefully on February 22nd, we'll be able to put some stuff up
That's
online
soon.
Because the record is called 222. We will get there momentarily in about 7 minutes. We're going to debut.
I mean, should we just
something.
Play a song right now? It's a minute and a half.
Because I feel like there's so much more to talk to Scott and Doris about. We haven't even scraped the surface. Scott has so many amazing amazing stories. And since you guys were just talking about Essex Market, changes in the neighborhood, I just wanted to hear some, because you mentioned you're a club kid.
Oh.
I just want to hear both of you, because you both love to go out dancing. Mm-hmm. I want to hear some of your favorite stories from being in the club. Oh, DJs, wow. Other dancing partners, you know, just some outrageous shit.
Oh.
You curse in front of your mom?
Sometimes.
Once in a while.
Well, her mom used to have after hour parties, and I used to go there and dance. When the Lower East Side was real. We didn't come out at 7 o'clock in the morning. We'd be dancing on tables. DJ. What was his name? Gant Johnson. Was he spinning at that time? What was the DJ there? Yeah, so we used to come from one club, and then we just go over to... What is this, Stephanie Mills?
And what were the dancers?
Yeah. Who laughing? I love Stephanie Mills. They were dancing to this?
I'm dancing.
Put your body in it.
Ow. Yo, Aaron.
Thumping Disco, put your body baby. In. Let's get ready for Thursday night here on the Heritage Radio Network.
Put your body in it. Put your body in it. Oh, this is the instrumental. Put your body in it. I cannot sing like Stephanie Mills. Put your body in it. Can you do it, Odetta? It's a shame to stay out here all night long. Where you belong, you know where you belong. Don't be afraid now. I'm waiting just for you. Put your body in it. Put your body in it.
Do your thing.
Put your body in it. Ooh. Put your body in it. There you go. Oh. There you go. Turn that up. I love that. Look at her.
Put your body in it.
I cannot sing like that.
Stephanie Mills?
Stephanie Mills.
Oh, now you put me on. You put me on to something brand new.
Oh, yes.
What was your favorite club?
I think it was in high school. Huh?
What was your favorite
club? This is the music I listened to in junior high school, by the way.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You put me on to something new?
Thanks, Doris.
Yeah. I'm getting my age away, but...
Yeah. Well, hey.
We used to rock. Don't be afraid now. I'll be getting dressed for junior high school listening to Stephanie Mills. Like, oh yeah. Yeah.
What were you wearing back then?
I used to wear my brother's platform shoes. They were way too small for me. I'd be in second period, my feet be hurting. I'd be like, my bell bottoms were way too high. Because I was really tall for my age. And my brother would kick my ass when I got home. He'd be like, you wore my platform shoes from Chess Kings. I think it was Chess Kings. That's another high. We used to go to Chess Kings at the mall. Get our Nick shirts, you know, with the knit band. All the kids are wearing that shit now. It's crazy.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So, it's just crazy how you see these kids running around and stuff that we used to go to Chess Kings and get in Ohio. And that's why I'm like, New York is so Ohio. I mean, it's just like crazy.
You know, it's like a Chess King shirt was like leather, but
I
it's
swear
not
I'm
leather,
back in a mall in Ohio when I come. Well, especially when I come to Brooklyn, I'm like, and see, that's the thing. I feel like I'm in Ohio, New York. I came to New York to get away from Ohio,
but you're
and
here.
Now I feel exactly. Yeah, wow. So that's what that's the now? Connection.
Yes, where there's a lot of people from.
How are you gonna get away from Ohio?
I'm going back to Ohio with malls all rusting and. I tell you,
yeah.
I'm going to move into one of them huge-ass malls that hopefully they don't turn down.
Oh, you need a mall for your own cell. You need an entire mall building.
I could really have my own store.
Exactly. Yeah, they're talking about a castle,
factory
man.
And then your own store.
Absolutely. Well, you know, listen, I got to say, unbelievable, because if you go back there,
yeah,
you could live in a mall.
Wouldn't that be nice?
You could do it. You could. It's really possible.
Why tear
possible.
Them down? They should make housing out of those malls.
Exactly. I say that. I say make a farm.
Oh, you should have seen those photos.
I mean, really, make a greenhouse.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Sustainable living.
Really? DJ Sustainable.
That is true sustainable living. Don't tear it down. See, that's I don't get me. I don't want to go there.
No, well, we're already there. We're there. We're at Roberta's.
Are we already there?
Well, we're at Roberta's Pizza. That's the place where sustainable food lives.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah. And there's basil growing above us right now for the pizza.
Well, I think that's what Doris comes into the picture. She is so sustainable.
I try to grow plants in my window on 2nd Street, and they would take them from me and put them in the backyard.
Well, we had a party last night, and I had to tell this girl, you know, I said, she was like, okay, that's compost, you know, leftover food.
Of course, sure.
And I said, yes, that's Doris. She's sustainable.
Absolutely. DJ Sustainable.
Make isn't something not trash.
You know,
exactly.
You know, I
the
you
free
know.
Tree. She's a beautiful woman. She's an Aquarian, by the way, and she is so beautiful.
Aquarians fill the room in a way that's so egotistical and neurotic that I can't really put a word around it.
A lot of people don't understand us, though.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. They make words like egotistical to describe us because
right?
they don't get it. Exactly.
Like,
they don't get it.
You just don't get me. I'm just going to be myself
you
anyway.
It,
hello.
Right.
Hi, how are you doing?
Exactly. And did you know, Scott, that the...
I don't care if you get me or not.
No, well, no one... yeah, it's an impossible road. No one gets us. We
no one's having eye contact.
Ourselves.
You said impossible.
Yeah, it's hard for me to have eye contact.
Before we wrap up, can we quickly, since it's the last day of New York Fashion Week, thank God it's over, can we, since we have our fashionista guru in the house, can we have some fashion do's and don'ts?
One or two from you, please.
Ooh, yeah.
I can start.
Who wants to start?
Yeah, we can all do it.
I'll start.
Who goes first?
Yeah, start.
Only wear shirts that your friends make and don't spend money on clothes.
Woo! Unbelievable.
That's sustainable.
All right, there you go. And Scott.
Don't wear body shapers with Birkenstocks.
Very nice. Very nice.
But what does it do?
What does it do?
Yeah.
The body shaper?
Well, no, what's a do? You
something
said
you should do.
What's a do? Do wear a bikini this summer with high-waisted jeans, maybe? I don't know.
Very
That's
nice.
Kind of passe, but...
Always in style.
And yeah. You two over there, what are your do's and don'ts, please? Coming up now.
Fashion is something I don't really understand, but I like to wear comfortable clothes.
Fair enough.
Oh, that's a good.
I feel you.
Comfort. Yeah. Armando?
I mean, coming from a person that shows up to clubs with no shirt on, ooh. I don't really believe in fashion.
Fair enough.
Okay.
For me, I'd have to say only Vans, Minnetonkas, Red Wings, or Danners. Bean boots. If
no logos.
No, yeah. Logos sparingly. I would go with a DW shirt or something similar. And, of course, if you're wearing cuffed pants, don't wear shirt tails. But, you know, that's just my personal opinion. So,
hey.
Look, you know, yeah, hey is
hey.
Right. You know, it's,
I want to say one.
Yeah, okay. Well, you
do wear velvet, especially in the winter, and do wear patterned socks.
Ooh. Well, yeah, that's obvious.
That's
obvious.
But don't wear that fucking fluorescent raver, awful neon stuff that's really in vogue right now. I hate that.
Well, very, very nice. And before we go, you promised me we're going to debut a song. I was promised I'd
before,
get one song.
Hold on, Aaron, before we go that.
Okay,
I want to ask Scott one thing. How come I noticed this, and this is one thing that I was thinking about clothes a little while ago. How come people in New York dress alike?
Why we all wear black? Yeah.
And, then, like, and this is and like another like I noticed
a lot of people in New York are
people are wearing like let's
zombies.
Say the sneakers that are like you know like to go to the gym, but then they'll wear like a jacket that's like very comfortable and classy.
Mm.
Like it's mixture of there's a mix of like being classy.
Yeah.
Like you've seen that lately, right? It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. Like sneakers with a blazer. I'm
yeah,
like,
it's kind of annoying.
Blazer. Oh yeah, with
like
with
brown
body.
Shoes with the blue pants and a black blazer
with workouts,
like,
workout
great.
Pants.
Yeah, like workout
yoga,
pants,
yoga pants. They call them.
No, it's not about the pants. It's like the yoga sneakers. I mean, sneakers, but
with the blazer.
With the blazer.
Oh, that's cute.
It's like Thrasher magazine, 1995.
I love that. Sexy.
And they do the kickflips with suits.
It says,
and shoes.
"I am a working woman and I take care of myself. I go to the gym and I work out." And I can be corporate, and I need to be corporate.
But how come everyone's doing it at the same time?
Because their schedules are packed.
It's the corporatization of New York.
And
They don't realize what slaves
exactly.
are.
And also because all the history of fashion is compounded on itself. And so Scott often talks about how like a lot of ladies are wearing things that were fashionable in the
80s. When I was going
and things just get recycled and come back through. And I think Scott is really pushing the boundaries. He always has really classy silhouettes and, of course, expertly done tailorship and sewing and seamstressing or seamstering.
Oh, tailoring.
Tailoring. Sorry.
That's my sewing teacher.
He is so fabulously talented, and I have heard him, you know, lament that he makes such unique pieces of clothing, but all anybody ever wants is to look like they came off of a factory line. You know, everybody wants the same H&M V-neck shirt or whatever it is. But
yeah, but who cares about everybody? Let the people who love it love it, and that's it.
I'm just saying Scott is a true artist, and I'm so honored that he came to join us tonight.
We can honor that and love it and appreciate it. And that's really hopefully what we would
spread the love, baby.
Ducksworth Stampede, Minders Readers, nothing else.
Cover it with chocolate and make the world taste good.
Make the world taste good. Now I was promised a track, you two, and we're getting close to the clock. Come on now, Odetta. I want to hear a track.
Odetta, you gonna announce this one?
Yeah, I'd like you to announce it with a drop, Odetta, if you could, please. Because I want a dub plate. I want the full thing from you, please, if you would.
This is Odetta Bess Hartman, live. This is Odetta Bess Hartman, live on Gunwash. Right. You are about to hear a debut from the forthcoming record, 222, produced by Jack Inslee. It is called Creek Time, and I hope you enjoy.
Hurry home. Wowzers.
That was unbelievable.
That's it?
Thank you.
Wow, that was unbelievable.
Was that the whole song?
That's the whole song. It's just a little intro.
Oh, man. I really liked it.
And when at 10:22 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, when can we expect 222, or can we?
Spliffington just called it Folk Step.
Okay, that's fine.
Oh, Folk Step.
Very, very nice. 292
coined Country Club. I like that, too.
Yeah, I like it, too.
So we are hoping that maybe this Sunday, 222, something special is going to happen. So stay tuned for that. And I'm actually going to be playing on Snacky Tunes Heritage Radio on Sunday afternoon.
Very nice.
So you can tune in for that. And yeah, you know, find us at OdettaHartman.com, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Tumblr, Facebook, all of that stuff.
And honored we are to have that
so
live
honored.
Playing for you from
That's
you.
Gorgeous.
And I have to say I did hear some cuts earlier, and the master is actually unbelievable. I really do mean it. I really mean it. I really do mean it. Yeah. And
you killed it, girl.
And thank you for the dub plate.
That's the new fashion.
You can we do drops girl. With everybody before Spliff comes back on?
Well, I was going to say, we did your drop. That was a beautiful one. And we should get Scott. You know how to do
What's
a drop,
that?
Right?
No.
Well, a drop is easy. A drop is like, hey, my name is blah, 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 and blah, 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 and I'm on Gunwash.
Oh.
It's whatever. It's your name, whatever you want to say, and I'm on Gunwash Radio.
Okay, yo.
And whenever you're ready to take it away, you can do so.
Well, can I get an 8080?
What's that?
Oh, well, you know.
Drum roll.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll give him something here. Right?
808.
I want 8080, Scott, New York. Hit me up on my Instagram account, Stitch Alliance, New York City.
Wait, so do one more, right? But you got to say, like, this is Scott Gibson, you're listening to Gunwash. You know, something like that.
Or like Scott Gibson, Stitch Alliance, I'm on Gunwash. Scott, something like this.
Some
you know.
Sugar on that.
Oh, yeah. So Gunwash.
Sprinkle some love. Sprinkle some love on
do
that.
Do I do the Heritage Radio thing?
Yeah, we'll do
just
that.
Just Gunwash?
Yeah, we'll take care of it.
Just Gunwash.
Okay, just Gunwash is cool. All right. Here, this is Scott. Will I go right now?
You. Right now.
Hike. This is Scott, New York, on Gunwash.
Beautiful.
Yeah. One more.
Cover him in chocolate and make the world taste good.
Actually, never mind. That's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you. We're listening to Gunwash.
Wait a minute. We need more.
Okay.
Around the room.
All right. And, oh, I forgot. Yeah,
DJ Sustainable. We need a drop.
We need a drop from the one DJ Sustainable. Give me the come on.
Move and groove with Gunwash.
That was the best.
That was the best show.
DJ Sustainable. All
right.
One more time.
All right, guys. Move and groove at Gunwash every Thursday night. Coming live from DJ Sustainable.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
Very, very beautiful. Thank you again for
I want one from. I want one from Spliffington this week.
Oh, well, Jack, you're not telling me these things.
I'm telling you right now.
All right, Spliff, I need.
Spliffington, we need a drop.
Spliffington, I need a drop.
Spliffington, we need a drop.
I need a drop from you. You need a drop.
We need a drop.
Be real. Come on.
Be real. Give it to us.
Oh, it's Spliffington, and you're listening to Gunwash.
That's much more boring than I thought, but okay.
Unbelievable. Thank you again for listening to Gunwash.
Love you.
Production. I have very, very, very a lot of love for you guys.
Yeah.
Scott Gibson, thank you for coming.
You.
Doris, it's not often I get to see you.
This is Jack Inslee. I'm a proud Aquarian, and you're listening to Gunwash.
And we are a bunch of proud Aquarians, except for Odetta and Spliff and Armando. But you want to know something?
This is Jack Inslee. I love cancers. You're listening to Gunwash.
We're all into it, and you will find us next week, Thursday at 7 or 9 p.m. Sorry, I messed up. Late call-ins are 718-497-2128. Thank you, production. And
thanks,
of course,
Scott.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
The Scott Gibson
amazing.
And we'll see you next
so
week,
fun.
My pals.
Oh,
fun is about
so
or about, baby.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. It's always a pleasure to speak for the Whole Life Expo because they turn out interesting people. My own special brand of freaks and then those who wander the halls and search of enlightenment from Moldavite suppositories and what have you. And we're always happy to enlighten them. Before I get into the bulk of my thing, I hope you each got one of these things as you came in. These are two events. One is an old favorite. In fact, as I look out over this crowd, I see many familiar faces from these Mexico get-togethers which have been going on now for about 8 years. If you're interested in ethnobotany, psychedelic plants, shamanism, ethnochemistry, ethnoarchaeology, psychedelic archaeology, this is probably the place where you get more people who are experts in this field under one tent than anywhere else. Jonathan Ott, the author of Pharmacotheon, Rob Montgomery, Manuel Torres, Christian Retsch, the German ethno-anthropologist, all kinds of people come to this thing, and it's held in Palenque, within walking distance of the ruins each year, and it's the height of mushroom season, and I need to say no more about that. So if you can, join us. And then this past year at Palenque, speaking with Manolo, with Manuel Torres and Ken Simington, We decided that the psychedelic community was ready to attempt to take the next step in legitimizing itself in the general cultural dialogue. And we felt that the place that hasn't really been honored or sufficiently brought to people's attention is the incredible role that psychedelics have played since the 50s in the art world, in the world of painting, music, composition, performance, dance, so forth.
DJ Spliffington.
So this September 12 to 17 on the Big Island of Hawaii, we're going to have a...
Hey, Spliff. Play me some tracks.
And we invited major contributors to the art scene to come out of the closet and affirm the impact of psychedelics on their creative processes. And we have people such as Alex Gray, the painter, Robert Manoni.
Grow up, guy.
The Boulder painter, brilliant international painter. Annie Sprinkle, the performance artist. Tom Robbins, the novelist, who's just finished. I talked to him on the phone yesterday. I'm having dinner with him in Seattle tomorrow night. He's just finished the longest Tom Robbins novel ever written. So Tom Robbins fans, take note. Who else? Mark Pesci, Bruce Damer. These are cyberspace folks. Louis John Carlino, who did the movie Resurrection, and the sailor who fell from grace with the sea. If you are a psychedelic artist, collector, dealer, or enthusiast, and you want to hang with these people, please consider this conference. That's all the commercial and self-aggrandizing stuff I want to talk about. On to the main event. The way this will work is I'll talk for a while, and then we'll do questions for a while. Then it will be over, and then I'll go down to the bookstore, and if anybody needs to speak to me or have a book signed, please come down there. Okay. I used to prepare these things in anticipation of vast oceans of faces eager to be uplifted. Since the oceans of faces are, practically speaking, more like small ponds, I've realized that these are really conversations around and about one subject only, which is, what in the world is going on? What is going on? I mean, what does it mean to be incarnate in a human body at the end of the 20th century? In a squirrely culture like this, trying to make sense of your heritage, your opportunities, the contents of the culture, the contents of your own mind, is it possible to have an overarching viewpoint that is not somehow canned or cultish or self-limited in its approach? In other words, is it possible to cultivate an open mind and sanity in the kind of society and psychological environment that we all share? And it grows daily and weekly, as you know, harder to do this, weirder to integrate, more on your plate to assimilate. And I certainly don't have final or even nearly final answers. I think it all lies in posing the questions in a certain way, in feeling the data in a certain way. And one of the things I try to convince people is it's not necessary to achieve closure with this stuff. And in fact, any ideological or belief system that offers closure, meaning final answers,
thank you. is that ideology is not our friend. It is not a matter of choosing from a smorgasbord of ideologies and rejecting the flawed, the self-contradictory, and the over-simple in favor of the unflawed, the complex enough. Where is it written in Adamantine that one's own life? What does it mean about the experience of being human? If you follow my... of my ideas, you know that I have proposed the existence of an invisible permeating.
It must have been an Eastern greenhorn who said, if you have no family or friends to aid you and no prospect open to you there, turn your face to the great West and there build up a home and fortune. Go West, young man. Go West.
Throughout all being, all time, all space, all bodies, all thought. Fantastic words can't begin to describe it. You must see it with your own eyes to believe it. When the fly comes your way.
It isn't like any other fly I've ever seen.
There were no mistresses. I had no lovers.
Why did you kill him?
God, don't let it get out.
Inspector, Inspector, it's in the garden. Come quickly.
As God is my witness, I saw the thing. It's unbelievable. I shall never forget that scream as long as I live.
The fly is on its way. Watch out for it. The fly is...
Never forget that scream as long as I live.
The fly is on its way. Watch out for it. It's far beyond anything your mind could ever conceive.